Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It was not a victory Monday for the Patriots this week after what took place here on Sunday night against the San Francisco 49ers. But Vince Wilfork, Dion Branch, and head coach Bill Belichick stopped by the radio studios here at Gillette Stadium to break it all down. Here's some of what they had to say on WEEI's Patriots Monday.
I thought we had three great days of practice. I thought we prepared pretty good. Coaches, we had a great game plan going into it. It was just all about executing the plays early in the game. I mean, if we could have done half of what we did in the second half, who knows what the outcome would have been.
What you see on film is what we got. We knew exactly who he was. We knew if we make him throw from the pocket, he would struggle, which he did. We knew if he got out the pocket, he would hurt us, which he did. So it wasn't anything they showed us or anything that they did in that game that we were surprised about. It was just execution. We didn't execute, and it cost us big time.
Oh, well, I think there's no question walking out there in pregame warmups that you knew this was a game that was going to be the ball security was going to be a factor in the game. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that, and it was. They had issues with it. We had issues with it, and on our end, then we need to minimize those. Obviously,
I think overall what we was hoping for to stop them down on the 20, hold them, they punt, we get the ball back, score, game over. You know, but it didn't work that way, and. You know, like I said, overall, with the mistakes, all the mistakes we made the first half, all the turnovers, you're playing against a team like that, you can't expect to win. You can hope. You know, you can do a lot of hoping, but you can't expect to win a game like that when you make that many mistakes against San Francisco. I don't care who you're playing. You know, you just can't do that.
And I play in much more physical games than this. Not saying they're not a physical football team. They are, but I played in more games where walking out of that game, you can't feel certain parts of your body. I mean, but I've seen physical. I've seen more physical teams. We're a physical team. Looking at film, I mean, I think it was some hits that we delivered that was some punishing hits. The way we tackled at times, it was a purpose behind tackling. So I wouldn't question how physical we were or how physical they were. They're a physical football team. We're a physical football team. We knew exactly what we was getting into, and it played out the way we thought it was going to play out, not the score, but how they play.
It seemed to be mass confusion out there. In your postgame press conference, you basically said that in the end, Ed Hockley got it and the crew got it correct. But why was there so much confusion out there?
Well, I think they made a mistake procedurally and the way they marked it, and that's kind of where they got messed up. And then once they were able to sort it out, they ended up doing the right thing. But I think that they made a mistake in the initial process of the play. And then once I challenged it, then they recognized that mistake and made the ruling on the ball not hitting the returner. That was their ruling. And spotted the ball, and it was, I think it all ended up where it should have ended up, assuming that the ball didn't hit again.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.